Well, hello, folks. Hello, hello. Can you bring this up, any? Okay. Just calm down there now. All right. Here's the deal. For those of you, turn this sucker up. Hello. All right. For those of you who might be wondering, it's not a rock and roll concert. It's one of those other kind of concerts. And if you were here last night by some stretch of the imagination, you might think that you know what's going to happen tonight, but you don't know what's going to happen tonight. Because in keeping with the great tradition of our organization, we will deviate tonight from the pattern established yesterday in certain very important areas. However, the show will begin in much the same way that it did last night, with this sterling difference. One, folks, remember, we're recording this one live, so we want you to have a good time. And two, I'm going to take the liberty of narrating the plot line to this piece that we're going to do here. Now, the first tune is called Bogus Pomp, and this is a melancholy little extravaganza. Actually, it says a short sort of ballet or choreographed orc number for 12 winds, 11 brass, 4 amplified strings, 1 amplified harp, 3 keyboard players, 4 percussion, 1 electric bass, and 1 drum set. That's 37 folks. Now, it opens up with this archetypically corny sort of fake classical music intro that goes, I'm going to hum it to you now. You'll really like this part. It goes, dun, run, dun, 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 dun. And then the oboes come in and they go, wah, 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 wah. So right off the bat, you know how deep this sucker is. So a little bit later on, though, it starts getting real weird. There's a deluxe piano solo, which will be played for you by Dr. Lang. And Mike Lang, you know Mike Lang. And there is also some synthesizer stuff in it. But the main thing that's happening that's fun in this piece, because, folks, fun is the key word to everything. There is a fun part in this where there's a war in the string section over here. Now, I want you to watch very, very carefully in this one part where they just mildly begin to cavort, and suddenly, as if by some sort of mysterious inspiration, the viola player cuts loose with a wah-wah pedal solo, which causes this solo causes consternation among the other legitimate members of the quartet. Also, because she's a girl and she gets the first solo, so that's pissing them off right from the beginning. This, coupled with the fact that the solo is being played on a viola, not one of your popular instruments, is going to really make them want to gang up on her later, which they do. Later in the piece, one by one, the other members of the string quartet prepare to take their revenge on the viola player. So then, a little bit later, after all that has happened, the melody, if there be such in this piece, atomizes itself. Why, it just sort of blows itself to little pieces, and then in the end, you'll hear it being sprinkled all over the orchestra with harp notes, celeste notes, and high piano notes, just like they do in the movies when it's going to go, ooh, and then you'll hear the wind machine. And then at the end, there's a special visual surprise that we have gotten permission from the hall to do. Before I introduce to you the gentleman who is going to conduct this monstrosity and do one heck of a job at it, I might add, because we recorded it this afternoon without an audience, and it sounded pretty good then, but maybe this will be the hot one. Before I bring out the conductor, I want to tell you that one of the problems in doing this kind of a concert is the fact that without amplification, even 37 people are not loud enough for rock and roll standards. So in order to make it balance, and I hope it does balance, I'm going to jump off of here and go down and sit at the mixing console and try and keep the sections together and keep the feedback from happening. Of course, if I chump it, you'll just have to realize that it's my fault. They're doing it okay. If it sounds wrong, blame it on me. And now, I'd like to introduce to you Michael Zarat, who is going to conduct it. Ta-da.